That shit you need. I'm Teddy Belafonte.
Nat Digger.
Dano.
T. Andrew Campbell.
I like it. Pardon for the delay, but it's okay.
It's
Mother bad.
Nah, you good play.
We recorded Sun from Alabama.
Alabama.
Via satellite.
Going straight to the mixer. That's why it's the clearest.
Pardon the delay, but we out here getting shmoney.
Roll Tide Roll. Eat Tide Pods, kids. It's good.
Say that. Yes. I'm trying to take a shot real quick. I know you're not trying to take a shot. You got something to take a shot of from Alabama?
Nope.
Just two alcoholics and two niggas with their lives together, which is fine.
I was trying to pick up the topic list. He says, all right, I got it.
You got it? All right, we're going to take this shot. While we pull up, think about your TV-wise. We had a TV show that you starred in. Whatever style it may be, King of Queens, Everybody Hates Chris, whatever. Who would your TV wife be, or what are your options? You want to start it off, Dano?
I can. TV wife of all time, for me, and we weren't even married together. Lisa Bonet.
Damn.
Interesting.
Yes. She's still fine, though. Sometimes she would look like she tastes like malt vinegar, but she's still fine.
You gotta put that malt vinegar on the green.
Can't even front. And it's fitting because this is the pot liquor party.
It's a pot liquor.
But it's pot liquor without vinegar.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
Didn't she just throw Bill Cosby on the bus? Was that her? She was like, Bill Cosby had a shady vibe to him.
No, that was. It was Lisa Bonet, wasn't it?
She kind of had a little statement.
All right, well, check it out. Stop talking about my wife.
Fair enough.
I'm in trouble. Relax with my wife.
I hear what y'all saying, but that's still my son.
Yeah. I'm gonna come for your head top.
Yeah. I'm gonna see you when I see you.
Dog, I know. Might as well. Let's take these shots.
We can take these shots, but you can tag. Who's your TV wife?
Boom.
I gotta go with Tiana Paris, dog.
That's a good choice. She's bad.
Who?
Tiana Paris. Tiana Paris, she was on, I know her from Ballers. Not Ballers.
Survivor's Remorse.
It's on Showtime, I don't know if you saw that. She's a dancing girl. What else is she on? That's all I've seen her on.
Besides my Instagram feed.
She was a Charrette. I seen Charrette. It was on Amazon Prime, so I saw it.
After 10 minutes, me and my girl started arguing. It was such a bad movie. I was like, why'd you pick this shit? It's a musical. Like, I didn't know it was a musical.
I didn't know it was a motherfucking musical. It's a Spike Lee joint. What the fuck I supposed to know? How?
Sing for me.
Shit, my chick.
You're white people.
I gotta say, the 90s version of Regina. For Martin, but Gina, not she aged Gina, like a banana in the sun.
Gina was fine.
But Gina back in the 90s, that was
Gina's
it for me. That was
Gina
it.
Was Gina from the 90s, Gina.
Not this new Gina. Like yeah. I can't lie. Not the one that be dancing.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you. I'm telling you the one that really messed me up was remember Lark and this is like old school.
Lark Voorhees.
Yeah, from like Saved by the Bell.
She had a baby. She had a baby by Martin.
Oh,
her and Martin got a child together, which is random as fuck.
No shit.
Martin took down Lisa Turtle.
Hey, she bad. I can't say yeah.
He took down Lisa Turtle, which she was bad back in the day.
She was bad. Had all the light skin joints on deck, yo. He had all the light skin hoes.
Lisa Turtle brown skin. Now she likes it. But back in the 80s and 90s, she was dark skin. You know, she was Carlton's baby mom, but he never smashed. Or Fresh Prince.
I'm pregnant.
But I ain't even hit,
but
though.
I never hit, though. I'm still a virgin.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Damn, so was.
That was her. I think my TV wife.
Because she looked like Sade.
Oh, yeah.
damn. Sade is the
Sade bad, dog. She's
still talking about aging like wine.
Like, Sade ain't like, when that nigga gonna come into America, Sade 120 years old.
She might be.
Yeah, Sade definitely, yeah.
Yeah, two hands.
And she coming out with another album. Yeah,
yeah, but she looked the same as she did when she released her first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Hey, no,
literally. She literally.
She's
still bad. You know she on
the might be fine. She might get chose quicker now than she would back in the day.
She might have got bit by a vampire.
True.
That is true. I did see Vampire in Brooklyn like 3 weeks ago.
She on Eddie that plant-based diet
Eddie Murphy,
hard.
Eddie Murphy could have bit her ass.
She hasn't had meat since the 90s.
Right,
she, like, she's...
Me eat the vegetables because they make me feel good.
Like it was eating
meat. He like the zucchini, though.
The organic spring mix, please. Rub it on you my skin know, like lotion.
You don't know what vitamins taste like. Vitamins.
Vitamins.
It's good with the cucumber.
Send for me a blood clot squash, them bambaras clot and that broccoli.
But don't eat cauliflower because it has no color.
And no color upon the blood clot cauliflower.
You know, play with the non-color plant.
Don't
everything
do it.
In nature has a color except for fucking
for cauliflower and potatoes.
Yeah, shit ain't right. No, potatoes are good.
What white people turn a cauliflower into like
mashed potatoes?
Yeah, you can't do that.
He's in the whitest piece of crust now.
The whitest woman endorses it. Oprah.
Yeah, I'm about to say Oprah endorses
it. Yeah, it is Oprah and the shit. Like, no, this is cauliflower beef.
Patty got pies, Oprah got cauliflower.
Oprah got cauliflower.
Fuck out.
Turn it into french fries and shit. Bitch, yeah. I will domestic assault your ass. Now, talk about domestic assault. Free my nigga Trey Songz, he ain't do shit.
What? Hey, this news to me. This what happened?
Oh, he turned himself in.
What did he do?
I think it was All-Star Weekend. He beat the hell out of some chick.
Tremaine, how dare you?
Yeah,
Tremaine.
She had to go to jail, but I don't believe that shit. Free my nigga Trey. He's already free.
This is the 804.
It is.
Yeah, if anybody else, yeah, like, you can say some shit, Tag, because you in 205. You in Alabama.
205.
You can talk dirty, but niggas going to come see you. Yeah. You can talk dirty about Trey Songz if you want.
Yeah. That motherfucking falsetto, dude. You can't say shit to him.
Figaro.
Yeah, I know.
So he just beat some girl.
Yeah, he
allegedly.
Trey Songz turned himself in allegedly for alleged domestic violence.
Yeah, because you know we're always innocent.
Speaking of domestic violence, I didn't even say like my TV wife, but.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna cause domestic violence on your TV wife?
No, that's
why. Don't name her.
Clean that up a little bit.
How are we gonna get cut off on the first show?
The only reason why I was saying TV wife because I never said mine, but it's fine.
After alleged
domestic abuser
of a TV wife. a hopeful domestic abuse situation on a TV wife.
The B in Teddy B stand for beats.
Touch that link.
This nigga said he was going to beat Bart Simpson. That's not that nigga on, man.
Oh man, laughing at domestic violence.
We're not laughing at domestic violence. However, just segueing. This is actually on like the bottom of the topic list, but
brought to you by Segway Richmond.
You want to take a tour around Old Town? Come to us, get a coupon, then go to them. We are the middleman in the Segway tours. You get to see Old Town on two wheels.
Yes.
Think
that's
about
after
it,
your car gets dropped.
Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you lock your doors.
Yes.
Please lock your doors.
This is still Richmond.
Oh, we good. Oh, the cherry came out.
We are setting stuff on fire in the garage. That's awesome.
Yeah. We got this, though. Yeah. All right, yeah. So, like I was saying with the Trey Songz thing, it just made me think of Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's still... I still fuck Chris Brown.
You see that Snapchat shit?
Yo, I did. That's what I was about to say. I was like, all right. Hold on. Did they do Chris Brown right? Period. Before y'all go into that, because that shit makes sense. But like
the Snapchat thing?
The Snapchat thing makes... I'm saying, like, did they... Since the thing happened with him and Rihanna, they haven't been treating... 10 years ago, they haven't been treating Chris Brown right.
Yeah,
they haven't.
I can't believe that shit came out.
They is in like the world media, like
you know that chick that made Making My Way Downtown. They just
she came for Chris Brown.
That joint was sick. That was kind of embarrassing.
Nessa Carlton.
Yeah,
he made some video on his IG with her song, Making My Way Downtown, playing in the background.
And she was like, I don't respect that shit.
She commented on his video. She was like, I don't endorse my music being used by, like, an abuser. That's what, like, she said, some shit like that.
Yeah, it was. I was like, man, she put her foot in her mouth.
Oh, I love internet gangsters. That shit's awesome.
Black Twitter just started getting her ass.
And Black Twitter, you know,
but Terry, it made Cruz, her look, Terry Cruz came out and was probably like, don't say shit about my girl.
Don't say shit about the truth. But no, he said something. He replied, but it was like on some respectful shit.
Yeah, yeah. He kept it very, I respect
your position. I'm gonna keep my song. I'm gonna keep my video up for a little longer. Yeah. Then I'll take it down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Vanessa.
I feel like my whole thing with Chris Brown shit.
Make you feel some type of way?
To an extent, only because, like, what nigga still support R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going to that shit, though. But I'm just saying, like.
I don't know if niggas support R. Kelly.
Kel's still good. I don't care.
This is my shit.
Even after the Dave Chappelle skit, he was still
skating. I think the thing that got Chris Brown, because you remember when Chris Brown first came out, and he had, like, Run It, which was, like, his single, but then, like, he had.
He had Yo. Yeah, Yo.
Like, excuse me, miss. Like, how you feel? Like, now that I'm 28, and I can imagine, like, walking my teenage daughter through the mall, and some light skinned nigga, like, just pop locks up to me, and respectfully be like, yo, your daughter's fly. I'm coming to you first before I go to her. I'm just gonna ask for her number. Yeah. My mama said she could take us to Applebee's before we go to the movies. And then I have her back home by 9 o'clock.
I've been saving my allowance.
But that's how Chris Brown looked when he first came out.
Yeah, he did.
That's how he looked. Right. So then you got this, you got Chris Brown who's like, they be like, if I had a child, Chris Brown came over and was like, yo, I just came up here to study with Tiffany. I mean, you go upstairs, you door open the clothes, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. I would let that slide. What do you think twice? Because Brown like a nice, he looked like a nice guy when he first came.
Stand up dude.
Like,
I mean, and still, to some respect, he still is a stand up dude.
It is, but everybody
makes mistakes.
Like, I think what we got to put out there for the record is we do not condone domestic violence.
Facts.
As Stephen A. Smith,
number one,
we do not condone in any now parts of it.
We
do not. Straight up.
Yeah, it's fucked up what he did, but I mean, shit.
I'm saying that.
Clearly, Rihanna's okay.
The image she. Right, but I'm saying, like, the image he was
portraying.
Yeah. He had that good boy image.
And
then that shit happened. Because I remember I had just moved to Orlando when that shit happened.
Yeah, you were.
And they took all his shit on the radio. This was my first. This was my first week in Orlando.
You should have been. You was in Florida, but he called up Q94 and cursed them the fuck out. Like Q94, bruh, and laid into their ass.
Tapper Hannick.
I'm a real nigga from Tapper Hannick.
Yes.
Don't make me run this river.
And I gotta respect Rihanna, because Rihanna didn't even drag him that much. She didn't even drag him at all. I don't think she just did her little interviews.
Yeah, that's all it was. She said what
she kind of just wanted that shit to be brushed under the bus.
But my thing is, like,
because it was her fault, probably.
If he ever talks
about what really happened, I was riding in a Lambo, she started calling me names.
She kept pushing me, like, into the wind.
Yeah. And with the accent, too, a Barbados accent, you probably sent him over there.
I don't know. That might have worked on some good shit.
Yeah.
You over?
talking to the bitches, mushing on like the finger. She probably mushed two fingers
in his temple. But either way, like,
change your mind.
Never mind.
Change your mind.
Never mind. I'm just saying, like, he had the good boy image and he shocked the world with those accusations. Pull up, pop one.
Yeah, there he is.
But, like,
he did shock the world.
Just imagine, like, so, like I said, when I was in Orlando. I think he had a couple songs. Cause Florida, one thing I do like about Florida radio, if you from Florida, they will play your shit
at least
10 times during the day. Because I was hearing some shit from Black Dot Dot, who made that one song that kind of made it to Virginia. I'm a Zoe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like, but they was playing that shit heavy. They was playing like all the T-Pain shit.
But all Florida Rick artists Ross. Always been like that. Cause Florida artists now is actually kind of. Like XXXTentacion, it's weird to get into, but that track with him and Joey Badass, he's rapping, yo. He can rap.
No, I mean, like,
he can rap.
XX got bars.
Ski, Slump, whatever.
I haven't listened to him. I know he can rap too.
Like, those niggas, they, I don't know why they act like they.
I'm gonna show my Asian and say, like, you're dead.
Yeah, me too.
I got Thug's Passion or Thug's Matrimony, whatever that.
That was a good time, Trick Daddy, yo.
Yeah, man. Riding around in my brand new.
Who was that? You don't want that?
You don't want that, nigga?
Yeah, no, that. Trina was on that shit, too.
Yeah.
She was the baddest bitch.
She was. She still is.
Trina's still fine.
No, I'm not knocking. I'm not knocking her. Yeah,
Trina's still fine. There. She's still fine.
Yeah, sir.
Something wrong with an old nigga wife, though. That's what makes me realize, like.
I think she only fuck with niggas that don't want a wife, though.
I think, honestly, when you get to that position in your life, when you have that much money, you have that much celebrity, why do you want to get married?
Sure.
Yeah, true.
Because you're just setting yourself up for half of somebody getting
exactly,
shit.
Yeah. Somebody coming after your shit. The shit you did make, whenever.
Yeah, whenever. You know, if you're still getting really checks, you know, like, marriage is a contract, for real, for real. Let's get it straight.
It's coming from a married man.
Coming from a married man. Yeah.
Love you, baby.
That shit is shit. It's a contract.
It's a contract.
Let the record show.
Let the record reflect that he said he loved her in the 16-minute and 50 mark. Hey, babe, you should really start at the 16-minute and 29
just stop
mark.
Man, that's when it really gets good. That's when it's really. Can we just talk bullshit in the record? Yeah. That's 16 mark.
Just taste it.
Oops. I can edit all this, so it don't matter.
I'm saying, no.
Man,
this shit is perfect. This shit is perfect. Right. Anyways, just because I love. Alright. Just let me get back on my theory real quick. With the Chris Brown thing. Like I was saying, Chris Brown was a wholesome cat. He was a wholesome dude. You checking the times, you can edit it out. I'm just saying,
let the record show.
I'm saying, like, before all that came about. He was like America's heartthrob. He was like the young cat that you like. He like a nice boy.
The shit that blew my mind is when he jumped off the stage from like table to table to table. I can't remember what he was doing. Like, it was an award show or something.
That's when he still thought he could do all that shit and sing live. He was like, and then run. He had to learn real hard. Like,
Joel's, where you at?
Back me up, baby.
I'll talk about Joel's. I forgot Joel's.
Santana. I need an ad-lib.
He's gone for a minute. Joel's.
He got locked up?
You didn't hear about Joel's? He was in the Jersey airport with that.
Oh, with the gun, with the strap, with the
and
strap.
And then he ran.
And he dipped.
Yeah. Santana?
I'm going to finish my Chris Brown theory.
Oh, yeah. What's up with
you? At some point, bro.
Finish the theory. Finish the theory.
The theory is all light-skinned people go down. We already know that shit.
Nigga, you just jinxed yourself like the rest of your life.
Nah, that's why I don't want to play around with that shit. Don't put that juju on me.
Don't you put it on me.
Everything you've done.
They took like all his, because I just remember like before they said what happened, they said an incident happened in the car with Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Right.
And, but they took all his music off the radio.
Yeah, they took
it. And it was like Freeze just came out. And
T.I. and Justin Timberlake did Gone because he was supposed to perform.
Yeah,
and,
It was the Grammys.
They blackballed him ASAP, dog. Like, they didn't even wait for the chart.
That's what I'm saying. I think people reacted so hard to him because of how he was, his image before that happened.
Right.
He would have never got, and Rihanna was on the same, like, American Sweetheart tip, because she didn't put out no, like, crazy shit until, like, after the fact.
Yeah.
She was still on her Ponder Replay.
Yeah, man.
I broke his heart, I didn't mean to.
Umbrella came after that. I saw her live, it was the Glow in the Dark tour, she was on Kanye's tour.
Oh, down shit.
The beach. Yo, that was horrible.
Yeah,
she's horrible. Horrible, dude. Shit. I wanted to throw an umbrella at her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
With the pointy side on my penguin shirt.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to throw the umbrella
at her. I wanted to throw an umbrella at her.
The whole umbrella. He pulled the next one.
We can still hear him now.
Yeah. But, so that happened, and then they was like, damn, Chris Brown on that shit? Because it surprised everybody. Because keep in mind,
Chris Brown on that shit.
Welcome to the Let's Talk About Chris Brown podcast. Wrap it up, B.
Yeah, what's the theory, yo? The theory.
The money podcast.
Yeah. Is it really as though that he beat that bitch ass? He beat that ass. So I want to hear this theory.
All right.
He beat his ass and got 86.
Fast forward. First of all, this shit would have been done. All right, so since niggas ain't fucking with me, I obviously got two niggas stabbed me in the back at the same time.
So we
just gonna fast forward through this shit. Chris Brown did what he did, and upset. It shocked the world because people had this image of Chris Brown. Because I think when KC beat MJ, Mary J. Blige, people weren't really that surprised because KC looked like he beat bitches.
Well, no, that's also a different time, though.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different
time. But does he still not look like he beat bitches?
Do you know what the rule of thumb is?
What's the rule of thumb?
No shit. It's an actual thing. The rule of thumb was like in like West Virginia, you couldn't beat your wife with anything bigger than something that was bigger than your thumb. That is the true definition of rule of thumb.
Oh, damn.
I'm being dead ass.
Shit, damn.
History lesson on the podcast. That's why I said we got that shit you need. That's why I said that.
Knowledge is power.
That's why I was kicking the ball. Y'all was bullshit. Y'all was kicking the ball.
Oh. Anybody tell you rule of thumb, you better watch out.
You better duck. Now that shit, I've been talking to random like, hey, rule of thumb, nigga.
Hey, girl, let me tell you about the rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb, Charlie Murphy.
Yeah. Darkness
is.
Darkness all around us.
All I'm saying is KC look like he beat bitches, and that's why niggas weren't surprised. And motherfuckers love seeing Mary J. Blige sad. They're like, when Mary J. Blige released Happy Shit, don't nobody want to hear it.
I don't know when that.
I'll be on one too, X. Don't nobody want to hear that shit.
What was the track Dr. Dre did?
Hateration. She's still talking about Hateration.
Yeah, but it was still
talking about Hateration. We don't need that Hateration.
Yeah, it was Happy. Yeah.
That was a neutral song. That
was
her
liberated.
That was her trying to build herself back up.
Well, it worked.
Her counselor told her to say that shit. She didn't make up words. So here's the thing. The lyrics said dance soiree, but you know you spell soiree, S-O-I-R-E-E. Oh, and Mary J. Blige isn't the best reader in Hollywood. So she pronounced it the way Mary motherfucker wrote it. She said, we in this dance soiree.
Yeah.
Oh, shit was spelled. It's not dance soiree, we in this dance soiree. You know what I'm saying? Pinky out. I'm speaking French on you niggas. Pinky out. Yeah. Respect my gangster. respect the bilingual. This is what I was Rosetta Stone before Rosetta Stone.
Oh, what? You know one word and now you're bilingual.
Yeah.
I don't know what that makes me. It makes me a lot of linguals.
You speak Spanish?
Si. Mucho bilingual. Spanish.
Bilingual?
No. Espanol.
Un poquito.
Y'all give me my pay raise.
Yeah, where my pay raise?
Oh, shit. So did we even get down to the bottom of this theory, or are we just going?
I just said what I said. You know what I said? Right now, I'm not feeling the support that I need to feel from my
niggas. We don't believe you. You need more people.
I said what I said. KC didn't surprise nobody with the accusation that he beats bitches.
No.
People didn't care because Mary J. Blige makes better music when she said.
I honestly believe it's a different time.
That's why they let that shit fly. Even if it's a different time, niggas still know. They pulling up shit from the past all the time.
Look, man, everybody's
still pulling up shit from the past.
No, but everybody.
Maybe KC ain't got the money to pay people to be quiet like Bill Cosby do, but I'm just saying. Bill Cosby got the ultimate hush money.
Yeah, Bill Cosby
got 30 years. He got the ultimate hush money.
Nah, man. What happened to Bill Cosby was Bill Cosby said he wanted to buy, was it either CBS or one of the big stations or whatever.
You believe that Michael Jackson's there?
As far as what?
That he wanted to buy a station. Because if I die in a car accident tomorrow, I'm not going to wood. I'm going to tell somebody. I'm going to tell somebody to tell him I plan on buying Fox News and putting up a black people on there. Give a Don Lemon a reality show.
Don't die in a car crash.
That's what I was going to do. Y'all know that nigga Teddy was going to buy Fox, right? Y'all heard that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Volkswagen.
He was going to buy Fox. He just got his income taxes. He going to buy Fox News and some other shit.
I used to have one. No lie. Volkswagen Fox wasn't nothing but the truth.
He going to buy Fox and Socks. Pop on Pops, Fox and Socks. That nigga might have had a date with Vivica Fox.
Who has it?
Oh, shit.
Hi-yo.
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
She about to tell the story of her 50 Cent. 50 Cent ruined her life.
He did.
He probably did. 50 Cent said he took a pill and fucked her. She had to have a drink. Yes. He fucked them.
He gave her a Molly dick.
I got the magic.
He said, fuck Henny.
Yeah.
I'm about to pop this Molly and give it a go.
That was probably his first celebrity. You gonna marry me.
Because two can play that game. Yeah.
She had 21 questions why he left.
I got an answer for all of them, though.
Holy shit.
Left stroke, right stroke, up, right, down, left.
It's a contraception. Well, you gotta use a contraceptive.
Up, down, left, right. Yeah, like start 50, AB. Yo,
50 put the spell on her 10 years later. Imagine a chick.
She's still talking about that shit 10 years later. She's still talking about
a chick from when you were 18 years old talking about, hey.
Oh, nigga.
Daddy B.
in the garage. I've been sitting like, you heard what she said? You don't believe that, bitch.
Everything she said was not the truth.
But you heard what she said, though.
Yeah, but don't believe
but
that.
Don't believe that,
don't believe that shit.
But you heard about the stroke. Yeah. But don't believe nothing else.
Don't believe the hype.
The stroke. You just will the stroke die. And nothing else. Like,
I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking Chris Brown's voice at all.
Can't argue.
But if we're gonna do like old school voices too, man, that's a wide range of shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's a wide range.
But just
really
that question is like right
up. Because there's so many people. There's so many people.
New school.
Yeah. Both. I mean,
I can't pick one just from like old school.
The old school.
Because Anthony Hamilton just reminds you,
Anthony Hamilton is both.
He's Neo Soul.
He's
actually technically Neo Soul.
D'Angelo got a
Maxwell. It's hard. Maxwell. I can't. It's hard.
Maxwell. Trey Cole, if you want. But Maxwell got like 4 different voices he used in the whole album.
Yeah.
Like, real shit. Like, that's why I fucking.
But
like
it was all him, though.
It was all him.
That nigga was singing his own background shit.
Yeah, Maxwell was a fucking.
Yeah,
This woman's worth is still the shit. Pretty Wings?
That song is starts striking.
Can't handle shit. Yeah. Yo, listen.
I mean, finding tears in my eyes.
When we become like 40 or 50.
That is gonna be the one.
We're gonna be watching paid programming. And it's gonna be a whole commercial about wedding song albums, and Maxwell gonna be on these 3 of them songs.
Maxwell and John Legend gonna run.
Absolutely,
John Legend.
John Legend performed it in my wedding on a CD.
Yeah, you know he was at John Legend. Yo, exactly. You got to have him at your wedding.
And your wife. Her white ass. Yeah, like, yo, I want John Legend.
Oh,
who?
Yeah.
You be like, she be like, I want John Legend. Who? of me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love him. I love him.
We're just ordinary.
I love him.
Ordinary Negroes, yes. That song was like one. It literally was a hit with a piano. All of me.
Yeah, that's all it was.
I'm telling you, no lie. This shit was in my head.
Yeah.
It was a reggae version. It was lovely.
Welcome.
How many niggas was like trying to either break up with their girl or get back with a girl, like, yo, it's like my head's underwater, but like I'm breathing
fire.
My head's underwater, like I'm breathing fire, bitch. You hear me?
Watch the
fire, like I'm breathing fire.
That shit resonated with females. Like I feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah, hallelujah.
On a spiritual level.
Hallelujah. Like you had trap niggas googling songs to get my bitch back.
Yeah, and all
the trap niggas at the look at the top. All of me, nigga.
Tank is on there too, though.
Oh, please don't go.
Please don't go.
That shit was
tough.
Sorry, that's some bangers. Sorry, Joe. Oh, God, I could go on.
I want to know.
Reminds me of my mom picking me up from school, having them CDs.
With the shit playing in the background, right?
Yeah. Guys, my mom used to have them CDs. Now this shit on repeat.
Man.
Yeah,
Brown Sugar was at his CD player so long. When she injected the CD back up.
Another shout out to a Virginia artist, man. Power 10's finest.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man. He from around here.
Power
10's
finest.
Beautiful. Yep. They're in Richmond. He's all over the place.
Yeah. Now he's from Power 10.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He might claim something else, but he's definitely from.
I mean, he'll say Richmond because I mean, it's like we rep Richmond too.
Not as well as hard repping Power 10.
I don't know. I would still rep Power 10.
Yeah, I like Chris Brown rep Virginia because they tried to say he was a LA and all that shit. He was like, nah, I'm from VA.
Two up, two down.
He had,
in one of his songs, music videos, he had somebody with a VSU hoodie on dancing in the beginning, like. Ain't no LA nigga gonna think of that shit.
Is it a Wale? Nah, he's from
Wale's from DC.
But he went to Virginia State.
He went to VSU for a little bit.
Yeah, because he in his.
So did Rex and Effects. Oh, not Rex and Effects, but DOS Effects.
He did.
Oh, DOS shit.
DOS Effects, both of them do. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know Wale's new. I know Wale's new song. He was shouting out Virginia State.
Shout out to Virginia State.
Hey.
Ain't nobody else ain't gonna do it.
PG.
Nobody.
Nigga, hush.
PGC.
Nigga, you tried to come up this way.
Yeah, he's from Alabama. What rappers came from Alabama?
Rich boy selling crack. Fuck niggas
on
the track.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Throw some D's on it.
Rich boy.
Teddy boy.
But yeah. That song was hard, but then Kanye, he took that shit.
Kanye. 2 Chainz went to Alabama State.
No, 2 Chainz went to Alabama State. He was balling from
Yellow Wolf. Yellow Wolf from Alabama.
Yeah, give it up for Yellow Wolf, too.
What you say?
Yellow Wolf from Alabama. Oh, what'd you say, Tay?
Hurry. Hit the flow.
Hit the flow?
Ain't they from Bama?
Who?
Oh, I know who he's talking about.
Nobody knows who they are.
Who?
Never mind.
Only Hit the Flow I know is Jim Crow. Jim Crow Laws. Hit the flow. Hit the flow. Here we is, boy.
Yeah, they from Montgomery.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's that.
He just Googled.
He did just fact check that shit, but yeah. At least he was right. At least he was right.
Facts.
Yeah. At least he said,
Give it to him, Teddy. Facts, nigga.
I fell in love with my strap.
I love it because I fell in love with my strap.
I ain't just appreciate the bitch. I fell in love with my strap. Until death was part with
her. Throw some teeth in.
Bury me with my strap.
Now run and tell that.
Run and tell that.
Oh, shit. What else you got?
Next time.
I mean, we did.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, yo, Terry, what's your favorite R&B male voice?
Luther Vandross.
Yeah. I was thinking that. He was on the tip of my tongue.
Can't argue with that shit. I think old school Luther's my favorite voice.
Old school Luther is, I mean, just stupid.
Big Luther.
It's crazy to think those songs are about a man, though.
They might not have been.
He didn't write half of them shits.
Oh, so they weren't. He might have been singing somebody.
Actually, I think the dude was white. And that's the guy who was writing all the songs.
For real?
I'm being dead ass with
you. Yeah, no. I believe. But when you listen, when you read his lyrics, it's like, damn, talk about a dude.
Talk about a dude. You have an old school comedy view where that nigga was like, all these ladies, it's Luther singing to them. Luther ain't singing to you. He's singing to Freddie Jackson.
Yeah.
And that shit.
And that's the truth.
Because I think I first heard that joke when I was 8, and 20 years later, I'm still remembering that shit.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. I don't care.
Yeah,
the shit still goes like it goes.
Yeah,
it still goes.
He will be played about one.
Yeah. Niggas gonna play that shit if they win.
Yeah. And the funeral.
And the funeral.
And the funeral. Oh, God. And God. Play Luther at my funeral. Yeah. Facts. And followed by D4L.
He's gonna play the song that was nearest and dearest to his heart in high school.
D4L.
Bro, I'm saying that laughing, tapping.
Please, laughing, tapping. Like, I hide my titties and shit. If I hide my stuff, the tall tees is giving me something.
Tall tees, I ain't gonna lie. The tall tees
give me life. And then you pull out the tall TV and you're like,
nigga, I thought you was tall. Nigga, I thought you had, you got the broad shoulders. Nigga, I thought you worked out. What the fuck is this shit?
I was hiding my pop dad.
You just gonna hide that shit at 3X tall?
Yeah.
3XT? That's what you're doing right now? Like,
shout out to every gas station back in the
day. Nigga, so not even every gas station.
The five for 20.
Bro, 5 for 20 and Foot Locker and Finish Line. Bro, I remember, you know, we went to Finish Line in like 2009. And they had the bag of five t-shirts.
Yeah,
they had a bag that just said fresh delivery, like it's fucking bread. It just said fresh delivery.
Bro, you just
unzipped that bitch. You got
to cut that shit over with the blade.
When you open that shirt, here's you got the freshest white tees.
Fresh to
death. That's Central Virginia, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, the fresh white tees. Like, to this day, my mom still wears some of my white tees.
Oh, exactly. White. My mom do too.
Night gowns
now. That shit was a 4XT.
Yeah.
My mom got that shit.
Yeah, you got to think about we were wearing like 3X.
My mom got that shit going to her knees. She's out here like... You had the tall too. Like, no. Nah, like I feel like my mom was plotting on that shit. She was like, I'm cleaning that shit when that nigga.
Oh, my mom took all
I'm cleaning,
my
the house with that t-shirt when that nigga's done.
The whole
when this fan is through, I'm playing Kirk Franklin's best hits. I'm cleaning the whole fucking house with this t-shirt on.
White t-shirt. No, that would be the greatest time for like parents because like our office is cheap as hell.
Yo, bro. All you needed was some decent jeans. Some decent looking jeans.
Two pairs of Jabos. One pair of Jabos.
Just rotated Jabos in that bitch.
Oh, I love my Jabos.
You get some all-white flays.
Yep. Though we were cheap as
all whites. All you needed is all you need
and the butters. The shoes, all white flays, butters.
And that's it, for real. Maybe a black pair of shoes.
I did a change up on them because that's...
Adidas?
They were doing the New Balance, the 574.
Oh, yeah. You used to get
two pairs for the $80.
And
I have every color, bro. Yes. I got some blue suede New Balances.
New Balance is comfortable.
But the only thing you needed to tilt the scale with the outfits was a fitted head.
Fitted was probably the most.
Fitted was the most expensive shit you played.
The most expensive shit you paid for.
Easily fitted.
Yeah.
I boycotted hats because them shits went from like $7 like when I was coming up. Them shits turned to like
the same hat was like $30.
Them shits went to like 21, and then after the 21, only bought hats. If the bill and the hat were different, like the bill was different than the hat. That shit was $30.
Yeah, easy. If you had a pattern on that bitch.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can go to the gas station, you get your fitted hat and say, pimp?
Yeah.
And that shit be like $5.
Yeah, it was diamonds in the
fitted. That shit got rhinestones in the
fitted. I love about Richmond going to Richmond clubs and seeing these niggas.
You see them niggas that split like with the $5 t-shirt from the gas station?
And then you have pictures around. I'm like, yo, you all pulling those.
They sugar daddies, dog. Them niggas are easily 55.
Right, yeah.
That nigga's name is easy. Lawrence, and don't call him Larry. You don't know that nigga. That's why they're Larry.
Hey, that's my last name, yo.
Cause your daddy don't like being called Larry on the low. Yeah. On the low, your daddy like, my name is Lawrence.
Man down.
Your boy's scrappy. Turn the audio down. Shut even more.
His girl, who the fuck you talking about, nigga?
Are you in the closet? I mean, by like meaning in the closet, like, are you ducked down in the closet? And
you said you was double Call of Duty 20 minutes ago, nigga. What the fuck is this? Yeah. Take that headphone off, motherfucker. I need some attention. That bitch Sue's a popping off of my job. I need to let you know about that shit.
We need to talk. That's like the one statement that every man hates.
Oh, we need to talk. Oh, I gotta tell you something.
No, you don't.
You don't have to tell me anything.
I don't want
to
hear it.
I hate that. Those two statements, I had to tell you something.
We need to talk. What the fuck? And she'll never need to talk right there. Yeah. She'll be like, I'll see you tonight.
What? No, we need to talk about this shit now.
You talking about this shit now if I start go punch a random nigga? What the fuck you want
to
do?
We never need to
who you want to catch this fade? Because somebody...
I got a fresh two-piece for you with a biscuit.
With a biscuit?
And a bus pass.
We never need to talk and you don't need to tell me anything. See, those are two, I hate them.
No, but communication is key, fellas.
But communication is key. But just say it.
I feel triggered.
Right.
I'm about to light me a cigarette because this shit obviously became too much.
Yeah. Hit the vein.
This shit became too much. Nigga, it don't matter if we change the topic.
More than
that shit won't even a topic. Like, that shit won't even a topic. Niggas just decided to get me in my feelings.
Nah.
On March 21st.
Feelings twice.
Feelings two.
Well, let's transition to Raw Dog in 2018. I don't know why this is a topic.
Because niggas are still doing it.
Did you see that? I sent it to you. These niggas ran a train on a doll and get the nigga game AIDS.
Sex doll. Nigga game. Oh shit. See, yeah, niggas ran a train on a sex doll.
Oh no.
They ran a train on a sex doll and they caught AIDS, which means. Two out of three of them niggas ain't got an explanation.
One friend already had AIDS, and because the other two penetrated the door without protection, they kind
of... It ain't safe for nobody to get out.
They didn't run a train. That was just like, that's weird. There's no girl in the room.
Look at this doll. Look at this doll, though.
No.
How does that conversation go?
Thank you.
Yeah, I say that shit.
How do you apologize? You just sitting there.
No. How do you get all the dudes to come to your house and fuck a doll? How does that conversation?
It was a bachelor. I think it was a bachelor party.
I feel like someone.
Oh, no, then I'm cool.
I don't get it, man.
I feel you. If I'm celebrating my nigga getting married, the last thing on my mind is let's fuck this sex doll you got posted up in the corner.
A train, though.
Let's go run a train on it. Let's take turns, my nigga.
Let's all pull our dicks
out. Is that bitch looking at you? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Is she looking at me? She giving me the eye. You getting the eye? Well, stand right here and get the eye, my nigga.
Them niggas was tricking. I feel sorry for a nigga. He waited till all the other niggas go went to sleep. He took that doll to his man. He got AIDS.
I'm just saying, it's three of y'all.
I didn't even know AIDS was still around. I thought AIDS.
It's three of y'all, right? And the three of y'all is just chilling, and then you think you got the flu. And then y'all get checked, but like only two of y'all get checked.
The third nigga feel like himself at this point.
Oh shit, in the groom, he passed it on to his wife.
Oh shit.
I never could get past the first sentence, but the groom passed it.
Shit. Okay. So y'all just sitting there, y'all just sitting there posting, all right, fellas,
man.
I feel like this is my fault.
We are blood brothers.
I feel like somehow this is my fault.
No, let's go back. Let's go back to how all this had to start.
Nigga, there are people out there.
No.
I feel like we gotta break this shit down.
Yeah.
We
gotta all right, hey guys, we're all gonna get together. We're gonna come to my house,
like
man.
My boys getting married. Yeah.
Is this some white people shit? This is some white people.
It has to be, yo.
Either that or Asian.
I don't know. We don't want to put a stereotype on it. What the fuck?
Ain't no niggas.
Imagine how this shit went. Like, yo, you trying to come through? Like, I'm about to get married next week. Just come through.
We gonna run.
You got bitches. I got a bitch.
I got something posted up right now.
He looking over the corner. I got something posted up.
They beat the shit out that dog.
And they just took turns like just raw dogging the sex though. Which I would expect the raw dog to say. I would not. If you told me to put a condom on before I fuck your
That's what I'm saying. It's so protective. Why would you even think about it? Why would I put a rubber on for rubber?
I would feel
like rubber for rubber.
Hey, yo, you got a condom? Nigga, the bitch ain't moved in 30 minutes. Like, since I've been here, I ain't seen her move a muscle. Is there something you need to tell me?
Man, it wouldn't be three dudes because as soon as the first dude pulled out his wang thing, I'm out.
That's true.
What are you cheering on your homeboy? There's so many layers to this shit right now. It all starts at the first one. How the fuck did they all get over there and do this?
They had to have some good drugs. Drugs.
I was about to say.
They had to have that Bali.
Big knots. Good drugs. Full of rocks.
Nah, I'm not even buying the drug angle. I can't get through it.
I can't see it, bro.
Like, yo, y'all got angel fucking a dog. That means that first nigga nut. Like,
that first nigga shot the whole club.
That shit, and then they didn't even clean it. The other nigga.
No, he thought that. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait.
Think about how you get AIDS.
Which ones caught HIV after?
All of them.
One had HIV, and then everybody else contracted HIV. Unless somebody repeated themselves, the first person who hit got AIDS. So he said the name.
He said,
I'm about to shoot this whole club up.
You know that South Park episode where they look out fucking like the pinball machine? Or
this whole playhouse.
And he came and he saw the veins.
Red Rocket, Red Rocket.
Oh my god.
Assault charge.
This niggas was in this. That dog should take them niggas to court.
Yeah, what's the next question? The next topic?
Yeah, that's more one. I'm sorry. No. I'm getting a little uncomfortable on this shit.
Oh my god, yo. That shit.
There's too many levels. Once you unfold some motion, that shit just becomes more awkward.
I know how it all started. Y'all want to come over and make a podcast?
Hey!
Podcast. Cool. Yeah, I'm down, dude.
Teddy Belafonte does not condone his action. There are also three other niggas who could possibly condone his action.
Some of the sex dolls look lit, yo. I caught me slipping, yo. I was like, who's this bitch with the fat ass? This is a sex doll. I'm like, oh, really? How about that run? 800.
She a dog?
Like a pimp?
She just told me her name was Lisa. Yeah. So, I mean,
we exchanged numbers. We exchanged numbers. She's R2198572.
I asked her what's her sign.
There's the 1110111.
I was like, what's your name? What's your sign? She was like, Lisa Skynet.
Brittany Chrome.
Lisa Skynet. Skynet.
You remember Ask Jeeves? That's my daddy, nigga. Like, that's
my daddy. Nah, that type of Raw Dogg in 2018, yo. We gotta give a shout out. We can't have this topic. We gotta give a shout
to
out
to Autoconia Manufacturers.
To Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap, in the course of 2 years, or the course of has got seven bitches to
I bet, on real shit.
He's hoping he can get an eye donation out of one of them. Yes. That's what he's hoping.
But he's one of them dudes seven that's probably saying, yo, bro. When I get on, I'm fucking all of them.
I'm fucking all of them.
I'm smashing all of them. That was him. That had to be him in the squad.
He's smashing like Twitter honeys. He's
that had to be him in the squad. He's like, I'm using my name to get my name. Like,
my name is my name.
My name is my
name. Shout out to Pusha T.
Fetty Wap.
My name is my name.
Stop. Fetty Wap got seven bitches pregnant in the course of like a year and a half, dog. All them bitches kept the baby.
And they probably all 10. At least 8 some better.
Yeah, they I can't find it. Look good.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but that first empire is a bucket.
I'm not the girl all loving hip hop was his birthday, my boy.
Oh, true, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's smashing like Twitter honeys, loving hip hop honeys.
He's out here. He's out here.
Hey, dog, you don't.
Whatever, whatever. Like, I mean.
I